Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 297 for Tuesday, March the 8th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola markets were lower Tuesday morning, tracking losses in vegetable oil and financial markets. Canola was anywhere from $2.50 to $3.50 lower, with the most active May contract checking in at $454.90 a ton. That's down $2.30. Weak trade data out of China has weighed down many markets around the globe, and that is casting a bearish shadow over canola and other commodities. The U.S. soy complex, crude oil, and European rapeseed futures were all lower. The swiftly advancing South American soybean harvest was also dragging down canola values. However, the Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. currency, which made canola more attractive to buyers in many other countries. Malaysian palm oil was higher, which limited the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 4 cents weaker. The most active May contract was at $8.77 a bushel. Values were put under pressure after farmers accelerated their selling to fill orders. U.S. farmers dipped into their stored up supplies on the farm in response to gains on the futures market, and that pressured prices. Truck drivers in Brazil are calling for a strike on March 11th. Corn was 2 cents lower, with the May contract checking in at $3.57 a bushel. Losses in crude oil and global financial markets weighed down corn prices. There are ideas that tomorrow's USDA report will raise the corn carryout in the U.S. by 25 million bushels. Many U.S. farmers near the Mississippi Delta are expecting heavy rain this week, which could impact their planting. U.S. wheat was a cent weaker, with the May contract sitting at $4.61 a bushel. Traders took profits ahead of tomorrow's USDA report, which could very well raise world supply estimates. Warm weather in the U.S. plain continues to raise the prospects. Winter wheat will emerge from dormancy, leaving it vulnerable to the cold in the near future. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.